Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hi, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
You're back.
I'm back. It's been so long since I was like officially back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like a couple weeks ago, I was like talking for some of the episode. Last week I did a tiny segment, but like
for
I'm here.
Months it feels like.
I'm here. I think it literally was, it must have been more than a month for sure.
It's been a very long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
But I'm back and I'm excited. I'm on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Literally and mentally and emotionally.
I get it now.
In so many ways am I on fire.
Cool.
How are you, Lovey?
Less fire.
Less fire.
But still here.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I don't even think we introduced ourselves. Welcome to Relax Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger. This is Eric Stocklin.
That's me.
Sorry I introduced him for him. People get mad when I do that.
They do?
Yeah. They want you to introduce yourself.
I don't feel comfortable.
I know. I'm doing it because I love you and I know you don't want to do it. Like it's not a, it's a no other reason other than that. Anyway.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
I have a couple of relaxes today, Lovey. Can I jump into it?
Whoa.
I haven't been chatting on this podcast for so long. I've missed it. I have so much to say.
This is a high energy episode.
I know. I have so many things to say and I just burped and it reeks and I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I have the same reeky burps today.
I know you do. We both had the same dinner, which is a story all on its own. If
am
we want to tell
that much taller than you, is this a?
I don't know. Maybe
if I do this.
I need to put my chair up. I don't know. Okay, so here, a couple things need to relax.
There we go.
I started off saying that like I'm on fire.
Yeah,
and that's for a couple reasons. One is a TMI situation.
Okay,
but it has to do with peeing and my pee burning a lot. So that's on fire.
Oh my!
It's painful. You know about this.
It's too much information to share.
Is it?
And then it's weird when you say TMI.
And then you say
and
it
then
anyway.
You share that information.
It's real annoying.
Yeah.
I just did that.
Well, I didn't say it was annoying. So
it's annoying. It is. Note to self and to everyone watching, do not clean a chicken coop in the sun for a couple hours and sweat in tight clothes and then not shower before sitting in a car for 2 hours to go to a birthday party for an hour and then sit in a car again for 2 hours in the same tight clothes that you were sweating the chicken coop in. Might cause a UTI.
Oh.
So anyway, that's on fire, but that's not
cats
my,
out of the bag.
That was going to be my relax. My UTI and the situation
how
and how much
not?
UTIs suck.
If you're currently suffering from one, how could you not share that as you're relaxed? I don't,
I mean, I could
sense.
Just like not share it, but like.
You could not, yeah.
There we go.
No one can see it.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Uh-huh.
But I do have a relax that has just happened to me and
okay.
I need to tell you about
it. Oh, great.
So what needs to relax is something that I think I've said needs to relax on this podcast here before, but for a new reason tonight. So,
well, it's episode 118. Sure. You must have. There's
the
only
iconic
118
number
things.
118.
Our lucky number.
So I think I've said it before, but you know, the search bar in TikTok, how it can randomly make things up. I've talked about this on here, right?
No.
I haven't?
No.
Come on. Yes, I have. Because, yeah, I think
can
I have.
Can make things up?
Like the search bar on TikTok, like when you're watching a video on TikTok, up at the top of the video you're
it's
watching.
Like Google.
It's kind of like a Google. Like it says up in the, it's like a search bar and it auto fills for you. So it's like,
oh, right.
If you're watching a video, let's say a Miranda Sings, and then in the search bar, it should say Miranda Sings. So you're like,
you
who am I watching? Oh,
this.
And then you can like click to search it. It's like, or if you're watching like a true crime thing and it'll be like true crime or like the name of the person that you're watching the true crime about.
Was it filling
like,
with like a
Taylor
like
Swift,
a, like a trending association like, with the topic you've searched?
You would think it would have to do with like a trending, like a very popular search of whatever it is that you're watching. And that
right.
could be true. I hope not for what I'm about to say, but probably. So one time, I think I brought it up on here before because one time the search bar on all of my TikToks was automatically filled to say, Colleen and Eric broke up. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And we talked about it on the podcast, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So yeah. So I'm pretty sure I said that I needed to relax that week. It was so bizarre. And it just like everyone was saying that like you and I broke up and people in the comments like, wait, what happened? Did they break up?
Because
and
I was it
like,
auto-filled what? It. Yes.
Like just people just somehow that's what TikTok decided to just fill in the search bar. Well, tonight I was looking at the comments of a TikTok that I had posted today of me singing a song with the twins. And it was Row, Row, Row Your Boat because Maisie loves that song right now. She'll randomly just start saying row, row, row. So singing it.
Such a great song.
But at the end of it, classic. I go, if you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. And Wesley on beat every time when I sing this goes, ah, after I sing that part.
I'm sorry. I've seen this happen, but is that part of the lyrics to that
no,
song?
No, I don't know where that came from. It's like something else. Because the actual
like I've
lyrics
heard that song forever.
Row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
So then there's a crocodile?
I think it's like, you know how a happy birthday song, like that people have added things to the happy birthday song.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
What have they added to the happy birthday song? Like people's names?
I don't know.
Like,
I feel like,
birthday?
No, it's like, happy birthday to you. And then they'll be like,
how old are you now?
Yeah. How old are you now? How old? Like no one does it, but like everyone knows it. Like that's a thing sometimes people have added on kind of a thing.
That's like
I think it's like that for Merrily.
What else would you add on to happy birthday?
I don't know. I feel like people do though. Like, okay. Don't they? I don't know. Anyway.
Sure.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. If you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. Ah. Anyway.
And Wesley screams.
Wesley screams every time. He's very cute. So I put it on my TikTok and I was reading the comments. Everyone's very sweet and like lovely. But then there was one comment that said, oh my God, the search bar did her so dirty or something like that. And I was like, huh? I look at the search bar, love. You have to read this. This is craziness.
Okay.
It's not craziness. It's like, it is what it is. But it made me like what?
The search bar on that particular video?
Yes. This is what the search, read it out loud.
It says, Colleen Ballinger aging bad.
That's what it says on a sweet video. I'm singing with my children. And I was like, come on. Like, why did TikTok autofill that? That cannot be.
That's funny.
That cannot be the number one thing people are searching when they're searching my name. I don't know. I don't understand how the search bar works on TikTok and like how that autofills. Because then I was like looking through all of my TikTok, seeing what it says in the search bar. And it all just says like Colleen Ballinger or Miranda Sings, you know, something like that. But this one in particular.
Are people commenting that on that one?
No, I haven't seen one comment like that, but I see comments like that often. I see comments often about, you know, how I look older. It's a whole bit in my show. Like there's a whole section of my show where I'm reading comments about where people have said I look old and I'm too wrinkly. I'm too old for this and I should be dead and bald, you know.
Wow, jeez.
Like, cause what I look it? So old, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, it's funnier in your show when you do the jokes.
Yes, well, it's jokes in the show. Here, I'm just saying the things that people say. It's not funny when you just read mean things.
Oh, got it.
So anyway, the reason I'm riled up though is because like I've seen comments like this before. I've seen things like this before and it's not like it affects me greatly. It does, of course, hurt my feelings. I'm a human being and I'm obviously very sensitive as we all know, but like it's not that deep. But when I really was thinking, I was just sitting there like kind of just like thinking about it. You know, I had some free time sitting on the toilet with my burningness and I was like, it is so annoying how women are not allowed to age. Like women are not allowed to age. Like women.
I think you're aging beautifully. I think you look great.
Thank you. That's very sweet. But that's not the point I'm making. I'm aging, period. Because that's what human beings do. We age. Like there's no way around it. You age because you get older. And that's what happens. But it's frustrating to me that women are scrutinized, criticized, looked down on for getting older. Like if you don't get work done, people are like, oh, she needs to get work done. Oh, I can't look at all her wrinkles. She needs to get Botox. Oh, she needs to get filler. Oh, she
Do
needs
people
to
say
get,
that to you?
Of course. And people need, she needs to dye. You need to dye your grays, you know, like stuff like women are very much pressured
to see any grays.
Well, that's not the point. The point is that women are, no, I don't, but women are very much pressured to get work done, to not look older. The goal is to look younger. And then when you do get work done, everyone's like, oh, look at all the work she got done. Oh my gosh, she got work done. And it's like, that's made fun of. Like there's no, you cannot win
as
a woman.
So.
Whereas men are like, ooh, salt and pepper hair is like sexy, or like a salt and pepper beard, or like gray, a silver fox, or like, oh, a dad bod is so hot, so sexy. Like it's like men are allowed to age as comedians, especially, I feel like men, it's like, they can be funny no matter how old they are. But women, like, I feel like I'm told every single day, like you're too old for this. like grow up, like it's the act is old, get over it. Like you're too old for this now. Like, and women in general, like as they get older, like you're just not allowed to, like you're not allowed to get older. And it's so annoying. It's so annoying, that like double standard of like, and why, like I am aging because I'm
getting, really argue with this one.
Well, because it's just facts. It's not, there's nothing to argue. Like there's no, like, these are just the true things. And I am so annoyed because like I'm aging because I'm getting older, but what is wrong with aging?
Nothing.
Like, I think age should be celebrated. I think it's actually creepy and weird that we all aspire to look like a little girl or like, why is that? Why is the goal to look like a, you know what I mean? Like a young, young person. Like why is that the goal? Why can't we?
The goal is to look like a little girl. I think it's just.
To look super young.
Yeah. Defy aging. Yeah. I don't know. It happens to everybody, right?
Well, of course it's like young, like a young, young, young girl. Like, no wrinkles, no, like just completely just.
Yeah.
Pure, young, youthful, little, like that's the goal, quote unquote, of society. I'm not saying crazy things. I'm not making this up. This is true.
I know.
And I think it's weird because as you're older, you learn things, you grow, you mature, hopefully. You like, you have experience and wisdom and like, hopefully, you know, all these things come with age. You life experience and just so many wonderful things. These things should be celebrated. And instead they're like totally made fun of and told it's gross and bad. I think it's weird. Isn't it weird?
It's weird. Yeah. It stinks.
It's totally weird.
I'm sorry.
And I it's weird to me that like, that's in my mind too. You know, like I'm like, oh yeah, I do look old. Oh, I should get like work done. But it's like, why am I don't like that. I think that way either. Like, I don't want to think that way. I want to genuinely love my wrinkles as I get older.
I think there's like billions of dollars of industry built around making, you know, convincing people that they need to like aging, whatever, and de-aging, whatever, like, and all that stuff. And, I don't know. I'm sorry that is in the search bar. I think you're aging great. I feel like I generally play like, juxtaposition or devil's advocate when we have these conversations, but I can't really argue with this one.
There's nothing to argue. It's just like, it is what it is. But
you say cougar, right?
Okay, but is that, that's not looked at this. Is cougar?
Have you ever heard the song Stacey's Mom?
Yes.
Fountains of Wayne?
Stacey's mom's got it going on, but right. Why? Why does she have it going on? Is it because she's aging gracefully?
No.
Or is it because she's like got big boobs and whatever? Like, you remember the music video?
I know it's like, the video, no.
You know, I remember a music video of like a mom, a hot, hot, young, like sexy mom, like walking around a pool in like a bikini or something like that. Am I remembering it wrong?
Yeah, maybe, probably.
But cougar, I think, is looked at a lot differently than silver fox. Silver fox is like a sexy, like, ooh, he's a silver fox. Like,
she's a cougar.
You know, cougar just means she likes younger guys. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, think about it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't mean the same thing. Like, cougar is not like, oh, that's a sexy woman who happens to be older. It's like, she goes after younger men. Whereas like a silver fox is like, oh, look at that sexy older man. Like, it means like he's a sexy older man. It doesn't mean he dates younger women.
Hmm.
Whereas cougar just means she dates younger men.
You've won again.
I'm not trying to win. I'm just saying these are facts.
I don't know that I would ever, get anything. Like, I've never done Botox or anything like that. None of it.
Right. Neither have I. And maybe we will someday. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But who cares? Like, it doesn't. Nothing wrong with getting work done. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that I could do it. It kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. And for no reason other than it, like, freaks us out, right? Like,
well, and also, like, people have had bad experiences, right? With, like, things like this, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm kind of having a bad experience aging, though. I wish I wasn't. But anyway, I'm not trying to make it all serious. I'm you know, half joking as I'm saying this passionately, but like,
but you're right. There's a double standard.
It's so
there's
weird.
There's a double standard there. You don't think if someone was watching a guy and they felt like the guy was aging bad, they'd be like, that person's aging bad.
No, I don't. I don't. I think that maybe, like, perhaps, but it is not even come close to how much women are scrutinized for aging.
Not at all. Yeah. Not
I don't
even
think.
Close.
Sure. Right. And you know, I feel like if I really think about like, a man, someone talking about a man's age, it's never like, ooh, look how badly he's aging. He looks ugly. It's like, oh, look, he's aging. Whoa, he aged quickly. It's like a fact. It's like factual as opposed to like, ew, he looks so gross. He looks so ugly now. Like that's not part of the conversation. Whereas for women, it is like, she needs to get work done. She looks haggard. She's gone downhill. She's, you know, let it all go. She's let her, you know, let her body.
You say that about, but not to the extreme. Certainly, it's certainly less fair.
Yeah, I'm not saying no one has ever said anything bad about a man and a man's looks and bodies. I'm just saying it's not the same. There's definitely a double standard.
There was like a filter trending, I feel like, recently where it was like made couples showed what they would look like when they're older. Did you ever do that?
Nope. Well, you're my couple. No, I didn't do it with anyone because you're my person.
Should we do it? Yeah.
I see how we look. Watch, I look exactly the same right and you look aged. Like it's like you already look the oldest you can look, Colleen.
I bet you look that's so mean to yourself. You look beautiful. Get out your phone.
Well, I don't even know how to do it. It's like I'll have to try to figure it out. Maybe we'll say things to our first sponsor and then we'll do the filter and see how we look.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
Guaranteed, like I look way worse.
You couldn't. You're the hotter one in this relationship,
that's
my love.
That's absolutely not true.
It is 100% true. Look at you. Look at that face. Come on. You're so cute. We'll go to our sponsor and then we'll do the aging thing.
Age.
Yeah, we'll see how we age. ZocDoc is our first sponsor today. And guys, there's nothing worse than when you go to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. I hate when that happens. I hate when I go into a doctor and, you know, this is very important to me today, either my illness, my ailments or my children's, and the doctor just seems annoyed or like has to get out of there quickly. Like, oh, it's so frustrating. Cause you're like, oh, I just want you to like pay attention to me, please. You know, when the doctor, like, instead of listening to you intently, and asking you maybe how you feel and helping you along, the doctor's checking the clock, looking out the window or the door, like, oh, I gotta get going, you know, doesn't seem to be paying attention. Well, on ZocDoc, you're gonna find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. So ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all of your energy. That's the last thing you should be focused on. That's where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. Book an appointment with a few taps in their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/relax and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com, ZocDoc.com/relax. ZocDoc.com/relax. Okay, guys, I did the little filter thingy, which took way longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, sometimes those things do.
It was like, I thought it was just going to be like a filter you just like click on.
Yeah.
But I had to download an app to use a filter.
My goodness.
We had to take a picture together.
Whoa.
And then I had to download an app.
Did you have to pay for
the
app?
The filter. It tried to make me pay $40.
A year.
Yes.
Isn't that
crazy? And
every
I was like,
app now,
no.
Like, why don't you just give us $79.99 up front for a year and we'll automatically charge you in a year.
And then I had to export that and then put it into CapCut, which is another app.
I don't understand what that is.
And then find the filter, import the things, and then export it all. And then I'm supposed to put it on TikTok. What is this madness? This
is
a full-time job
do?
Trying to do this freaking trend. Anyway, I'm going to show it to Eric now.
Oh, I'm scared.
And to all of you. Okay, ready? Here we go. Look, it says enter text in the top. I guess I was supposed to enter text. That's what it looked like. First of all,
it just says enter text.
I know. That was so Miranda of me. I didn't know. I don't know why it says that. Anyway, this is you. And this is me. First of all, can we talk about how I just literally just look like my mother, which my mom is wonderful and beautiful.
You think so?
I don't know. I kind of feel like I look like my grandma or my mom.
You have like the same haircut as your mother.
I do right now. I do.
Well, they gave me
and
a
you look
full
like
beard.
Santa Claus?
They gave me a, why would they give me
well, because,
full
okay,
beard?
Here's the thing. I looked online on how to do this trend and it says to click on cool old instead of just old. So I'm going to show you what the old looks like. Okay. This is cool old.
Uh-huh.
So this is what you'd look like if you were cool when you're old. Now I'm going to show you what you'll look like if you're just regular old.
That's a little free. I don't know. I'm like, maybe uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable?
Well, I don't know.
It's an app.
I feel like it's pretty, $49
a year.
I feel like it's pretty accurate is the weird thing.
Well, wait till you see the regular olds.
Not cool old?
Not the cool old, just the regular old.
Oh gosh.
All right. So we're in the app now. This is, the regular picture of us, and it says to click on one of the face. So I'm gonna click on your face. Okay. And you can do all these different things, right? And give you different hairstyles, beards, change your gender, I guess.
What is this app?
Your makeup. This is the one that tried to make me pay $40.
Oh yeah.
But I'm looking for age.
You just try out different looks,
I guess, which we should totally do right now. But anyway, age. So I can give you a baby face. Child, teen. So anyway, I click cool old
has a beard.
And then there's regular old. So this is the cool old, right? We just did this one.
Yeah.
That's cool old.
So cool.
You want to see regular old? You want to see what you look like? Here's regular old.
Oh my God. Ugh.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No.
You don't like it?
I don't know. No, I don't like it.
Well, that's you older.
I guess.
And then for me, if we were to do mine...
How old are we talking?
I don't know. It just says old. There's no, it's no specifications here. Age. Okay. So there's me, and then I'm going to do cool old, which is what we saw that. And then old is this, that I don't really see a difference. But
you just like look more shadowed.
I literally just said this before we did this. I was like, it's going to be like you old looks exactly the same as you now. I said that as a joke and it's true.
The app is like, what do you mean? You're already old.
The app is like, you literally, did you not look at the TikTok search bar? You're literally already 74.
It literally did nothing. It just put you like,
I know.
It just,
okay, now I'm going to show you. Let's look at baby face. Let's see if I look young.
It made me look 200.
Okay, wait, now it's, this is baby face me.
Aw.
Weird. Just like, just make my face rounder, I guess. Child. I don't know. Now I'm like, now I'm kind of into the, my
this is okay. Well, this
God.
Is a podcast.
This is getting weird. We sorry. This is a podcast. Anyway, watch the video version of this episode if you want to see all those. Sorry, I totally slipped my mind that we're doing a literal podcast.
I got too excited. I'm thinking a lot about my own mortality. No,
because of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just
accurately saw how a computer app thinks I'm going to look when I'm older. They don't know.
The world accurately saw without an app how I look when I'm older because I already look it.
I'm so sorry. That's so weird. It seems so arbitrary, but there must be a reason why it says that, right?
Why people say that I'm aging bad?
Why it says that in the search bar, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably because I'm aging bad.
No, I mean like, no, who says who?
Says a lot of people searching that, I guess.
So that's the most common...
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if that's what that means.
I disagree with them.
I don't know if that's what that means though, because it's always random. Sometimes it makes sense. And then sometimes the search bar is like super bizarre and random. Like weird rumors have been started from this search bar problem. Like,
yeah.
About people. Yeah. Like about pregnancy and like crazy things, like just random rumors have been made up through the search bar.
Well, I think
debacle.
You're aging
so
beautifully, and I think
it could
that
be that
mean.
A lot of people are searching that. It could be one person searched that, and TikTok just grabbed that. I don't know.
I think you look exactly the same as when I first met you.
That means I looked really old when we first met.
Yeah, I think you looked really old since I. Colleen Ballinger.
What?
Tomorrow, when we're recording this, tomorrow is Mother's Day.
Yeah, but it's not when they're listening to this. Mother's Day already happened.
Yeah.
So it's already passed.
Right. That's what I explained.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
What do you want to do?
Ugh, you almost made it, love.
What?
You almost made it.
It's your... Oh, you don't want me...
You almost made it. We got... Oh, we have an hour until Mother's Day. And I was thinking to myself...
You just don't want to be asked what...
How wonderful.
Oh,
he
stop. I'm trying.
Ask. No, I know. I'm just teasing him.
I didn't mean like, give me a list of things. You have to decide what to do. I meant like, was there anything special...
Mother's Day is in an
that
hour.
...that you wanted to do?
I don't want to plan Mother's Day an hour before
no,
Mother's Day.
No, I'm just saying, is there anything... I mean... special that you wanted to do because we haven't got a chance to talk about it.
I don't want to plan anything. I want you to do it. I don't want to have to think about anything. If my only thing I want for Mother's Day is for no one to ask me what's for dinner.
Okay.
No one ask me what should we have for dinner? What are we eating for dinner? That would be like a dream. Wouldn't that be amazing if no one ever asked you that?
If I never asked you that again. Ask that question, it's because I'm interested in like your appetite and what you might be hungry for.
Of course. And that's why I ask you as well.
Right.
It's not that I'm annoyed that you are asking me that question.
You just never want to be asked it again.
You
hate
it too when I ask you this question, don't you? It's like, no, we have to think about what's eating.
I don't hate you asking me the question. I wonder.
It's this.
Love. How long it's going to take to come to a consensus?
It's the mental load. And my brain is thinking of a million things, planning a million things, doing a million things, always 24/7, a million hours of the day. We don't have a million hours of the day. My brain's going thinking of all the things I have to do, all the decisions I have to make about the kids and the grocery shopping and the clothes and the laundry and my job and the tour and these projects and this project and the thousands of billions of things that have to be done when we have a family. Uh-huh. And it never ends. Like the decision making, the like thinking of all these things, it just never really stops. And so that's why dinner is like, when we have to decide dinner, it's like the end of the day. And I'm just so sick of making decisions all day and thinking about these things all day. It's like, oh, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to care about that.
Oh my God.
I don't have time to think about that.
Like
just
tomorrow's Mother's Day.
There should just be food.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
I'll be whatever it is.
You are a mother. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. And all I did was ask, like, is there anything special you would like to do? You can say, no, it's too much.
I think
there are a million hours in your day.
I wish.
In your brain.
In my brain. I wish there was. No, there's nothing I want to do.
Okay.
Cool. I don't care anything. I just want to be with my family and chillax. I don't know. There's nothing like I want to do really just
great.
Whatever.
I think if it was Father's Day tomorrow, you would say the same thing. Is there anything special you'd want to do? And I'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
No, I just want to hang out with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do whatever you have planned.
So I was supposed to have things planned.
It's Mother's Day.
Yeah. I do.
Of course.
Yeah. I got plans.
I know you do.
So many plans. Big plans. Small plans.
No, I don't care. I just want to.
Just casual. Free-flowing plans that you don't have to make any decisions on because they've already been made.
I literally, like, honestly, the best Mother's Day present in the whole universe would just be, like, not have to decide what to eat for dinner. Dinner's just there. And then I just, like,
have dinner will just be there, man.
That's all I care about.
Kids will be there. Dinner will be there. Mm-hmm. And it'll be chillaxing.
Yeah, but Mother's Day is I got my mom a present.
That's cool.
And so I need to give her that. So I'd like to do that at some point tomorrow.
Uh-huh. She said she's working in her garden.
That's what she wants to do for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I want to,
do you want to garden?
Hang out with my chickens? No, I don't want to garden.
Okay.
But I'd love to hang out with the chickens.
Yeah.
I'd love to hang out with my children.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hang out with you.
Thanks. Cats?
Meh.
Your chickens have really taken over your cat
No,
brain.
I love my kitties.
I know you do.
Yeah, maybe I have to get some work done, unfortunately, tomorrow.
Maybe you like to work sometimes.
I do love to work. I love my job.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have any expectations or anything. I'm a mom every day. So I don't need to have like a special day about being a mom. I'm a mom every single day.
But it's celebrating you as a mother and the amazing things that I have witnessed in the everyday and in the births of our children. And we honor you.
Well, we should be honoring you.
And
because without you, I wouldn't be a mother.
We can do that on Father's Day. It's not Father's, it's Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Anything. I don't care. It's going to be a wonderful day.
You deserve just with the family. Whatever you want. So I've planned it.
I was joking about that.
If you think of anything.
The only thing I could thought of that maybe it did, but it will depend on my mood because you know how we are these days. We're tired, we're old. As TikTok would tell you.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The only thing I think I maybe would want to do if I was up for it, but I might not be, is like find out when low tide is at the beach and go like collect seashells.
That was my idea.
I'm sure it was.
It really was.
No, it wasn't.
It was, for real.
No, it wasn't.
It's literally your favorite thing.
I love looking for seashells during low tide.
I was going to be a surprise. Colleen Ballinger... at the ocean and low tide looking for seashells.
Bye.
Her brain goes completely white noise and she just walks off like we have like all our kids there. You just disappear. You turn
That's
into like
a not true.
Like
you turn I make into, sure they're taking care of.
Of course you do. But you turn into like an 11-year-old.
I love it.
And you just kind of like skip along. You just go off completely by yourself, just looking for shells. And I swear you could do it for hours.
I can do it forever.
You never want to leave.
It.
You're just collecting seashells.
Yeah, and then I leave them there. I don't even take them
and
home.
You just leave them there.
I know.
But you make your little rows.
I saw a TikTok of someone who was like, if you live near the beach and you have kids, next time you go to the beach to collect seashells, bring like paint And you paint the seashells. And I was like, that looks like so much fun.
Yeah. It's like, it was like watercolors or
something. Yeah, with watercolors. Like, I kind of want to do that.
They're like beach bag and they're like, this is a life hack, right?
I kind of want to do that. But anyway, who do you think needs to relax, Lovey?
Who do I think? Sorry, I wasn't prepared for this question.
Well, I mean,
that maybe was kind of a gotcha question.
I didn't know. Well, I mean, we ask it every week.
Oh my gosh.
But maybe we should say thanks to our next sponsor and then see who needs to relax from you.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Let's see who we're saying thanks to next. Our next sponsor of the day is Way. Oh my goodness. Do we love Way in this house? And I can't wait to talk to you all about it today. You guys ever like do something like add a small little action or routine to your day that really like makes a big difference? Like you incorporate something just small into your everyday life. Like for me, writing out a to-do list at the beginning of my workday really, really helps me. It seems small and maybe stupid to some other people, but like to me, it's always very helpful. And sometimes small daily actions can make a huge difference in your life, in your day. And when it comes to caring for your hair, a little goes a long way with Way. Whether you're a fine, medium, or thick hair girly, Way is just your type. No matter what your hair needs, volume, shine, hydration, their shampoo and conditioners are made to give your strands exactly what they need, helping you with multiple hair concerns to get you on your way to good hair days every single day. So I love Way products. So does Eric, but I really love the dandruff shampoo one. Guys, I got a dry scalp. What can I say? Got a dry scalp. And I get those flaky flakes. And actually, like the only thing that has ever really gotten rid of all the flaky flakes on my head for real, like hardcore, other than like the really intense shampoos and expensive, crazy intense ones, is Way. Like the Way products really honestly do help so much. So my hair care routine, obviously I just shampoo and I condition up in the shower. And I honestly, like, I'm not kidding. Their shampoo, it smells so amazing. But like my hair care routine is pretty simple because the Way products make it very simple. And then my hair care concerns, like I said, were dandruff, and the Way products have definitely helped me so much. My hair is softer and it's feeling thicker and just healthier in general, since using Way. So I've really enjoyed it. And so has Eric. You can nourish your hair every day and keep it looking its best with shampoo and conditioner from Way, just like us. Way has got you covered, no matter, like I said, fine, medium, thick hair, like all different types of hair types. This shampoo and conditioner, really, they've got something for you and it will help you out. And if you're not sure what type of hair you have, that's okay. You can take the hair quiz to find the Way that works for you. Once you find your favorites, you can stock up and save with 32-ounce refill pouches of their most loved shampoos and conditioners. The detox shampoo is another one we've been loving lately. It also helps really nourish my scalp and keep it from getting too dry. And it keeps it super clean and gives it extra strength, softness, shine. It's just really lovely. And the special combination of clarifying apple cider vinegar and enriching keratin cleanses impurities, product buildup, hard water deposits, and more. Get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Go to theouai.com. That's theway.com. And use code RELAX for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com. Code RELAX.
Okay, we're back.
We're here.
We are here, Colleen Ballinger.
Mm-hmm.
I have baby arm.
Yeah. You have a baby arm.
I don't have
like
a baby
T-Rex?
Arm. No, but I have baby arm, which I don't know how to describe. And I wonder if this happens to you, but I favor carrying the babies in a particular arm.
Right.
And
now you're ambidextrous.
I'm all mixed up. I'm not like a true ambidextrous. I'm like, it's like certain things I do certain ways. Holding babies, I do left-handed, as I write left-handed and bat left-handed.
Can I just interject really quickly?
I knew you would.
I think the English language really screwed us over with this one.
Ambidextrous?
No. That right, like right-handed and also right, like you're writing something. Like, come on.
There's lots of languages where words, I'm sure, mean the...
I know, but that one in particular is frustrating because it's like you just said, I write left-handed. And it was like, what? Like it takes your brain a minute to go, what is he saying? Because you have to your brain has to shift through like...
I think it does to you because like when we're driving, you never say left. You always say it's always a right turn, even
and
when you mean
wrong.
Left. Like, so if I'm ever asking you directions, I know you're going to say right. But you will mean left?
I'm talking about the literal word, like I'm writing you a letter.
Right, and you go, yes, that's right.
Right. I don't know. I'm very bad at my right from left.
That's confusing.
It's very awful. I hate myself for that. I'm so sorry. But I'm talking about the literal word, like when you write a letter versus a right hand or left hand.
They're spelled differently, love.
Of course they are. But when you say, or when anyone says,
I write
left-handed. Do you write left or right-handed? Like the fact that the word write is also right or left-handed, like because you write with your hand. So you have to say, I write with my right hand or I write with my left hand.
Right?
That's annoying to me that this is the same word, but it's spelled differently.
Are you all right?
Oh my God. Here we go again. Anyway, I think it's magical that you, you do all different kinds of things, like that you write with your left hand and you do all different kinds of, like, it's different with the legs you kick with different sport things.
Yeah, I don't know what
and
happened
your hands
to me.
With the different sport things.
I don't know why that is.
I love that. But,
doesn't make sense.
Did you know? I saw this somewhere, so I don't even know if it's true because I didn't look into it.
Are we still doing my relax?
We are.
What's happened?
I'm the worst. I haven't talked in a month. Wait, I have to get this thought out of my brain. I'm sorry.
You go, okay.
Sorry. It was just an interesting fact about left-handedness.
And I got like half a sentence out.
I'm sorry. I hate this. Is like, everyone's number one complaint,
and then,
too.
And then it went to like another one, which I want to hear.
I'm so sorry. This is everyone's number one complaint about me.
And I love that you do this. But I just,
I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
I had forgotten if we were even doing
mine. I'm really sorry.
If I had even said it.
I need to have like a notebook with me that like I write down the thoughts that I want to say, because the reason I feel like I have to say them immediately is because if I don't, they are gone forever. Like I will never remember it again. So it's like I have to get it right away or else it will be completely disappeared from my brain.
What about listening?
I am listening to you.
But while you're listening, you're writing down thoughts that you want to say after I'm done talking in a notebook, then you can't be listening to me.
I also am finishing your sentences in my head.
You're not listening to me then.
I am 100% listening to you. I'm 100% listening
to you. If you're writing in a notebook the things you want to say after I've, because you've, what are you, AI? You've predicted what I'm going to say already and have a response that you to say, but you don't want to forget it.
I swear to you, tens of millions.
Have a conversation. Just sorry, listen to me talk.
I know you and everyone else. Everyone hates me for this. I very much apologize
for it.
I'm listening now.
I'm trying to understand.
I will not say anything else. I'm very sorry. Well, no, I can't
say it. Is it gone?
It.
Did you? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did you forget it?
No, I do remember this one.
What is it?
Well, no, I don't want to say it because I feel really stupid now. I feel so bad. I feel really bad.
No,
I care. I want to know about baby arm.
This thought needed to get out.
I need to know about baby arm.
Stop. Tell me what it was.
I heard. See, no one missed me. This episode, they're all going to be like, oh, she's back. She's so annoying.
I know this is really important. What you have
sorry,
to
guys.
Say.
So I heard in a TikTok that way back in the day, they used to like punish people who were left-handed and try to force them to write with their right hand. Like it was not acceptable to write with your left hand. Like it was like rebellious. It was wrong. Like you can't do that. So they would try to force people to write with their right hand. And then eventually they were like, oh, some people are just like born with their like writing. They're just like born like this. Like they have to use their left hand. And once it became societally acceptable, suddenly like, if you look at like over time, how many left-handed people there are, it like spiked once it became acceptable to be left-handed because people weren't trying to force themselves to be right-handed anymore because they're like, oh, I can finally just be left-handed.
They're being punished, you mean like they tie their left hand behind their back so they, or something like that. How would they?
I don't know. I didn't look into it further than the TikTok I watched.
Oh, okay.
But
see, this is fascinating to me.
But it was being used as a comparison.
Kind of. We don't have all the facts. But
it was being used as a comparison of like how sometimes people are like, oh, LGBTQ plus like that community is on the rise. All of a sudden, it's just cool and trendy. And it's like, no, it's becoming more socially acceptable. There's more representation. So people are finally like feeling a little bit more comfortable to say, no, this is me.
Yeah,
this is who I am. I'm born this way.
Connection, sure.
And so they're saying like they're using that as a comparison to someone. It's not obviously the same thing. It's much, much more trivial to like be left-handed than to like, you know, a big, huge issue like, you know, LGBTQ rights and whatnot.
Yeah,
but anyway, I just thought that was interesting. You write left-handed. So finish your story. I'm very sorry I interrupt you. I won't do it again. I'm really honestly very sorry. I'm very embarrassed. I keep doing that. I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone forced me to do anything. I think it just did. I just did whatever was more comfortable as far as those things go. But I kick righty, but I bat lefty, but I throw righty, but I write left-handed. I skateboard, snowboard, regular. I don't know the things. What are the things that you do with predominant hands? I drive with my left hand. Mm-hmm. And I hold babies with my left arm. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the most comfortable way for me to hold a baby. I find if I am holding a baby, it's always in the left arm, and I'll put it in the right arm, but it's just for a break because it's not like, it's not, doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. So I go back to the left arm. Now, typically with the twins, there's two of them. It is possible to carry both, but they're fallen. You know, it's hard to maintain that. So normally, like, things are happening, one gets upset, whatever, you're generally holding one baby. Always in the left arm. And I've found that I saw, like, there was never like a specific moment of injury, but like from using it all day so much in this position where it's kind of locked, now I get really, really bad pain in my like elbow joint and arm. And if I'm like I was just before holding this microphone like this, my left arm is bent, I will not be able to like unbend my arm. Like I have to like do it like this, and then it hurts a lot and whatever. And it happens constantly. Like, so if I'm like literally it's something really light too, if I'm holding my phone like this, but my arm is bent like this, like I can't then have, it's like takes an ouchy minute to like unbend it. And it happens all the time. And it's like, I feel like it's just permanently damaged.
I'm just not going to interject. I don't want to interject.
Well, my question to you is this a thing that's happened to you? Do you have a predominant baby arm?
I do have a predominant baby arm. It's my right arm, but I do carry them both the same time often.
Sometimes, yeah.
And but my right arm is stronger. And so that's the arm I use to carry the babies in typically. But no, that doesn't, my arm can get sore or tired from like holding them for a long time.
But it doesn't like lock at the joint.
No. And you know, I think you've misnamed this because you called it baby arm, but I think you should call it oldie arm because this, you know, we're talking about being old.
I thought
old.
You were going to say like baby bow or something.
But it's like, no, because it's like, it has nothing to do with the babies, is you getting older.
No, it's me holding a baby and they're heavy.
Did this happen with Flynn?
No, but there wasn't two of Flynn. So
but you don't hold them in the same arm.
What do you mean?
You don't hold both the babies at the same time in the same arm.
But I'm holding a baby more because there's two of them. So it's double baby holding time.
Well, you rarely hold both at the same time.
And I'm older. Yeah,
I think that's the thing.
No, I don't know. Stop.
No, you don't think
this episode's making me feel real old, man.
My knees crickle crackle like Rice Krispie Pops when I go up the stairs now.
They do?
Yes. My one knee does.
I have leg cracky things too, but I always kind of have, I think.
Oh. I've only have them when I walk up and down the stairs.
Just stairs?
My left knee goes click every time. Just stairs.
Every stair, huh?
Every stair. It's very annoying.
Audible.
Audible.
You can hear it.
Mm-hmm. That's what audible means. Unless you're talking about the book reading app.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was talking about like you could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That was just doubling down. Mm-hmm. Just like reinforcing the fact that like from your knee to your ear, you can hear some sort of inside.
Yeah, I can show it to you. Tendon. Do you want me to show it to you?
Yeah.
Next time we go up the stairs together.
Can you show me right now?
Well, no, we're not on the stairs. Well,
can you?
Do we have stairs in this room? Because we don't.
Okay, so I brought in the poof. We're going to step on the poof and you're going to hold the microphone to your knee. Okay. You want me to hold my microphone to your knee? Which knee is it?
No, I'll do mine.
Okay.
I think it's my left knee. Let's see.
Let's see if we can capture this audio.
Did you hear it?
I do hear it.
But it didn't have microphone.
I don't.
But
it's
a lot of crackling sounds. There's some crack.
It's
like a pop.
It doesn't sound. It doesn't sound good.
I wonder if you could hear that on the podcast.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
Old.
I know. It sounds good. This is what TikTok has been telling us.
Oh, man.
They've been telling me this. So the question is, should I get Botox?
Yeah, do we fight this process? How would we?
I can't get Botox. I literally need my face to look wrinkly for Miranda.
I think you should get Botox.
I don't know. It's hard not to be insecure about these things when you read comments every day about how ugly and old you are, you know?
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's part of the job, unemployment, I guess.
Yeah. I can't believe I leave all those comments.
Happy Mother's Day.
I leave really nice comments when I comment on your videos.
Have you ever commented on a video? I can't imagine you commenting on a video. Like, what would make Eric Stockland so passionate about something that he would feel the need to leave a comment on a video? I can't imagine a scenario.
I don't even think I could. Do you need like an account too?
You have a TikTok account.
Oh, on a TikTok? Yeah.
Like, I feel like maybe you'd comment on one of my videos as like to be supportive and sweet, like a heart or something. But like,
that's happened
on like a video. Have you ever commented on someone else's video that's not me?
No.
I literally can't think of a scenario where you would.
Like 10 years ago when social media was actually you involved with like friends and friendships. Like I can remember people doing that and maybe I participated in that, but like, social media is no longer that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, don't know what's happened to Twitter, but it's super garbage. And then, the other ones, it's like, I don't see any of my friends. Mm-hmm. I just see like people, generally like self-help kind of I don't know. The algorithm for me is, it's like parenting stuff. Mm-hmm. It's baby stuff. And it's people telling me that I should drink some, like there's some new kind of tea, you know, that'll make me sleep more and be less anxious or whatever.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's not though to me when it's not my friends and it's just different random people on podcasts like this generally in like the frame, you know, and they're like giving advice on like, you got to start your day with meditation and don't drink coffee for the first 90 minutes and get a salad bowl and fill it with ice water and dip your face in the ice water every morning. And then there's magnesium and there's ashwagandha, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, and I'm just like, these are not my friends. So no, I'm not commenting on these people's videos. Like good looks, bro.
Good looks
for the red onion tip. I follow a lot of food ones too.
Yum.
Maybe I'll follow one of those recipes for dinner tomorrow night for you.
I thought you had it all planned.
I do.
I'm just kidding. I really don't care.
I really didn't think low tide. I was looking at low tides.
What time is low tide?
I didn't like look, but I was thinking of looking.
You thought about it. Yeah.
It's all part of the plan.
I just remembered something that I really wanted to say during your story, but I didn't. And I want to say it really quickly before we say thanks for our next sponsor, which is you're talking about carrying the babies at the same time.
Yeah.
And how that's challenging. And something I've always thought about with our babies in particular is that it is not, I don't think it is hard to carry two babies at the same time. Once you have twins and you are a twin parent, figuring out how to care for two babies at the same time is, course it is very difficult.
You can do it to move them place to place, but you couldn't like walk around a fair holding both babies.
So
it wouldn't be comfortable for them or you.
But this is what I was going to say.
It's not sustainable.
This is what I was going to say is that I think as a twin parent, I see lots of twin parents carrying both babies at the same time. And I think most babies, carry the same way, but ours are different. They're built different. Wesley in particular, they do the opposite of what a baby does when it's being held. More Wesley than Maisie.
Yeah, Maisie.
Whereas like Maisie now will start to hold on, but Wesley,
he like leans forward.
He will like make his body in a position. Like normally you can like sit a baby on your hip, like their booty on your hip. Their arms go, their legs go around. Like, so they, you kind of, they use you as a seat kind of, and your arm is like the back of the seat, you know? Right. He will like it would be like if I tried to sit on this seat, but like standing like, but with like my pelvis forward, like I can't sit down in the seat like this. And that's how Wesley is.
Yeah. But then you would have to lean like this. Yeah.
And lean like you're trying to fall. But he wants to be held. This is not him trying to get down.
But it looks like he's using all of his weight to teeter totter and dive straight into the floor. Like,
but
he wants you to
hold him. Like he asks you to hold him, and that's how he just wants to be held. He just wants to make it as hard as possible. So like, I feel like,
yeah, he's the one giving me,
but she used to be like
issues.
That too. She only recently started kind of holding onto our arms. Yeah. So that's why I feel like it's been always challenging for us to hold the twins at the same time. We can do it. And I do it probably more often than not because it's just easier for me than going back and forth. If you just carry them both at the same time.
Yeah, but it's transportational.
Yeah. Transportation. It's not like to go out to the park and have a leisurely stroll.
It's function.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? You get them A to B. It's not like we're doing this thing. You can't, no,
but I think we could be like doing this thing, holding two babies at once. If they would, make it easier. They just like, for some reason, Wesley in particular, is just like, I'm going to,
they're not gonna
everything
being held.
You should do to sit, I'll do the opposite of those things, but also please keep holding me.
Well, there's a way just when like they're that little, they can manipulate their weight to like, if they don't want you to pick them up or they want to get down, they can
like
do
noodle out.
They can noodle out, but he's kind of always noodled.
He's kind of always noodled, but he wants you to hold him. Like
he's also like a big boy.
He's very big.
Yeah.
He's a very big boy.
It's a lot.
Anyway, we're gonna say thanks to our next sponsor. Okay, guys, I'm so excited to tell you about the next wonderful sponsor for the day because it has to do
because it's got to do with my undergarments. Okay. I have found a new bra that I love, new underwear that I love, and it's none other than the iconic Skims. So basically I had already experienced some Skims products because I really like the shape wear like thing that they have. Like I wear it often at my live shows, like underneath my dresses and whatnot. And it really like tucks me in and makes me feel secure and tight. And you know, I just feel, I like the way I feel in those. I like the way I look in them. So I was like, I want to try out the underwear and the bras and whatnot. And so when they reached out and wanted to sponsor the podcast, I was so excited because I was like, oh my God, yes, this is finally the excuse I was looking for to try out some of their other products because now they're going to be a sponsor of the podcast. And I was so excited. The underwear is so cozy. It's stretchy and soft. It's like the softest material. It just kind of melts onto your body. You forget you're even wearing anything. It feels so good. It's so comfortable. I'm such a fan of the underwear, guys. It's really wonderful. So I finally tried it out and loved it. And now I'm going to get more because it's super cozy. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear for every body. So like I said, I really love it. It makes me feel super confident and comfortable. I like the way it looks on me. I like the way it feels on me. It really is just wonderful. All different, everything I've tried from them, I've really loved the bra, the underwear, and the shapewear. So the t-shirt bra is probably my personal favorite. It's just really cozy. I'm actually wearing it right now. No joke. I'm literally wearing it as I speak to you. It is so cozy. And I've found that as I get older and since having kids, bras are just getting more and more uncomfortable for me. I just like never want to be wearing one. I just want nothing touching my body. And what I love about Skims is it really doesn't feel like I'm even wearing anything. It really just feels so comfortable and cozy. It feels like luxurious almost. It really just feels like you're wearing your own skin, but there's support there. So I really, really like it. I also tried out the push-up bra. I got it in sand and I got it in like the onyx. Is that how you say that color? It's like a black color, but I love them. It gives me a little extra boosty boost in the bustier area, guys, which is nice because there's nothing there anymore because the pump pumped it all out when I was pumping for my babies. And so I love the push-up bra. I never used to wear push-up bras, but now I have this one and I really like it. Actually, I actually have two of them. And then I also have this dipped front thong. I got a couple of those and I'm going to get more because I really, really love it. So the Fits Everybody collection of underwear is super lightweight and it molds to your body perfectly. The buttery soft fabric stretches to twice its size without ever losing shape, meaning you get a perfect fit every time. It's available in sizes extra, extra small to 4XL, which is lovely. I love an inclusive sizing option. So that's really great. And truly, like, it doesn't, like, it's so wild that this underwear, I feel like underwear usually like it digs into your skin a little bit. This one actually like lays flesh flat to my skin. It fits well. And it also like doesn't divot into my skin. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, believe the hype, guys. The collection has nearly 90,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and more perfect fit essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop down menu that follows. Go check it out.
Okay, everybody, back from the break. It's a couple days later now and I'm all by myself. I'm sorry. I know that's very disappointing to most of you because Eric is the star and the most wonderful human on this earth. But he has work to do tonight and he has covered for me so many freaking times. It's only fair that I cover for him now, as he has lots to do. And so, that's why it's just little old me now, but he will be missed. I miss him already. But I am so grateful to him for like covering for me the last couple months while I've been on vocal rest. That really sucked and was so hard, but I honestly feel like it made the podcast so much better because I was forced to shut up and, you know, he had to get creative and he got to interview family members and, you know, he got to talk to you guys and it kind of made it almost the podcast almost better because I stopped talking as much. And also he, got to come out of his shell a little bit more, all those things. And so anyway, please, even though it's just me now, and you probably all just want to turn it off, please don't, because there's some fun things I want to talk about. One, I have a big apology to do to you guys. I like a genuine serious one, not like a jokey clickbaity one. Like I genuinely want to apologize for something. And, also I wanted to tell you a funny story about, Flynn that gave Eric a literal heart attack. And, I also wanted to read some of your guys' relaxes. So please don't just run away just yet. Just give me a chance to entertain you all by my lonesome. I know I'm not Eric, but here we go. So
I was like, okay, I want to, you know, jump in and try to like do the podcast, the rest of the podcast by myself since Eric's busy and whatnot. And so, oh my God, Gus just terrified me. He's staring at me through the window. What are you doing outside, bro? Anyway, he is such a little adventurer these days. My cat Gus, like he used to be like the prissiest little priss. And now he's like, I want to be outside in the wilderness. Anyway, I mean, he mostly just like stays right outside the door. Like he's always like right by the window so we can see him, but like he just loves being outside. It's so weird. Anyway, got distracted there for a minute. I apologize. That kind of has to do with what I wanted to say, but I was reading comments on the most recent podcast episode to see if there's anything I wanted to talk about with you guys and see what you guys were saying about the episodes and like read some of your comments from there. And in reading the comments, I realized I owe you guys an apology. And it's this. So basically, a lot of the comments were something that we've talked about a lot on this podcast in the past. And it's something we've always joked about, but now I'm realizing like, okay, I actually need to make an adjustment here because, there were a lot of comments on the last podcast we posted where it was Eric and Rachel for most of my sister, Rachel. And I was in it for like one little short, quick, segment, but it was mostly just Rachel and Eric. Everyone loved it because how could you not? It's Rachel and Eric. But there were a lot of comments that were like, finally, someone's letting him talk. And this is something we joked about in this episode earlier. Like I went on and on about how I keep interrupting him and how I need to work on that, whatever. So there are a lot of comments like that, that like finally someone's letting the man speak. It's good to actually hear from Eric and not have him be talked over. And, you know, that is something that I know is an issue with me and I am sorry for that. And it is something I want to work on. It is something that, you know, it very much is tied to my ADHD. I'm not making an excuse. It's just like explaining why that happens for me. And it's something that I need to work on a lot harder. So I really do promise I'm going to actively work on that because I know it really bothers a lot of you. Because there are a lot of comments about that. So I'm sorry about that. And it is something I am actively working on, even though it doesn't seem like it, even in this episode, like I genuinely was really trying earlier in this episode. But I'm going to look up more tactics and tricks and, really try to figure out how to not be so obnoxious and like interrupt when I'm excited to tell a story. So I'm sorry about that, but this is the bigger thing. There were a lot of comments about it's nice to listen to a podcast and not just hear them bickering. And we've talked about this in the past before. And I'm not trying to make it all serious, by the way. Like I'll get past this quickly, I promise. But we've gotten a lot of comments like that. There's like, oh, I'm so sick of hearing them bickering. They bicker so much. All this podcast is them bickering. And we've always just kind of like thought that was silly because we never saw it as bickering. We've never seen it as bickering. We just see it as like us, like, you know, joking around with each other and like poking fun at each other. It's like we've talked about in the past. That's kind of like our version of flirting. Like we're just like calling each other out for things and trying to be animated and silly and stupid. And, but it is just kind of how we talk, it's how we interact, but it does make a lot of people uncomfortable. And we've seen those comments a lot in the past and we've always just defended it and been like, hey guys, we're just like, we love each other. We're just like goofing around. Like this is how, it's just how we interact. So like, you know, we've always just kind of defended it. Anyway, what I want to say here and what I want to apologize for is that like, I think tonight was the first time I was like, oh, you know, I hear you. Like I do still stand by what I've always said that like to me and Eric, it doesn't feel like fighting or bickering. Like we are literally just joking around and like making fun of each other and disagreeing on things just to disagree and be animated and be silly. But there's enough comments tonight that I read that were just like, I'm so glad Colleen's not here because the bickering is not happening. And so nice. I prefer Rachel over Colleen because I don't have to listen to Rachel or Colleen and Eric bicker and fight. It's a breath of fresh air to not hear them fighting. So stuff like that. And I was like, oh man, like this actually really is upsetting the audience. And like, you guys are the reason we get to do this podcast. You guys are the reason that, you know, we get to have this fun experience every week. And if you guys aren't happy with something, it doesn't matter if we are like, but we're just joking around, we love each other. Like if you guys don't like it and you keep telling us, hey, we don't like this, like we should listen. And so, I'm sorry that in the past when you guys have mentioned that we didn't, you know, try harder to fix that and change that because I do want to listen to you guys when you say over and over again, like, hey, we don't like this. It bothers us. I think we've always just felt like it was us trying to like make a silly, fun conversation because it's more interesting, maybe we thought or something to like play devil's advocate with each other, poke fun of each other instead of just like agreeing with everything the other person says. And, I think there's a happy medium in there that like we can find. And so I promise you from here on out, I'm going to try my hardest to actively like not bicker with him on the podcast and, you know, keep that to something that we do like when we're joking around and, you know, busting each other's balls or whatever, like in, you know, in private and like how we talk to each other, around the house and whatnot and like joke around with each other and tease each other. Like that's something we can just, we don't have to do that on the podcast. If it's bothering people so much. And like, I don't want to make people just be so put off by me being in the podcast and our relationship and how we talk. Like, I don't want that. And I like tonight reading the comments, I was like, oh no, like I really should have been listening to this earlier because it's clearly something that like a lot of people are frustrated by. And it's not hate comments. It's not like people being rude. They're genuinely just like, I don't like that. Can you like, it's nice to not hear you bicker. Like it was like, it wasn't people being hateful. It was like people just being like, oh, this is nice to not have to hear you bicker and fight. So I hear you and I feel bad. And I never really thought of it that way. I just thought of it differently. And I know Eric did too. We love each other and we're just joking around. So, yeah, well, I'm going to actively try to not be like that anymore. And I'm going to actively really hard, try my hardest to not interrupt as much and to not like argue or bicker or disagree, just for the sake of being animated or whatever. You know, I think there's a lot of insecurity for me and like, you know, ever since we started the podcast and kind of just always on the internet, I'm always like, well, who'd want to watch me? Like, I'm boring. Like, this is like, I'm nothing. And so I think there's like an element of like, you know, this podcast is literally just me and Eric sitting and talking. Like, there's no structure to the episodes. There's nothing to it. It's literally just us hanging out and talking. And so I think maybe sometimes you know, we get more animated and get more dramatic and stuff to try to keep it more entertaining and whatever. But that's not happening. It's not more entertaining for you guys. You don't like it. And you keep telling us, hey, I don't like this. So I'm going to change that now. And I'm sorry. Like genuinely, I am sorry for making so many people so uncomfortable, by just, you know, bickering with Eric as much as we do. It really is not how we feel. And like for us, there's no tension and there's no awkwardness. And I honestly wish I had read the comments before we started filming this episode, because I know the first few segments of this episode with us together, like we were bickering and joking around together a lot and like goofing off and whatever. And so like, I feel like people who don't like the bickering aren't even going to get to this part of the episode because they will have turned it off by now. So hopefully they'll come back to another episode in the future and hear that, like, you know, I've adjusted my behavior and like, I will try my hardest to be better moving forward. So I'm sorry. And, let's move on from that. So, I'm not trying to make it all serious and intense, but I just wanted to say, I love you guys. And thanks for sweetly calling me out on that over and over again. And even people who call me out on it rudely, I hear you and I'm sorry. And I'll be better about the interrupting and about the bickering. Okay. So I want to answer some of your, not answer some of your questions, but read some of your relaxes. I asked you guys on Twitter, who needs to relax this week? And you guys, sent me a lot of great stuff. So I want to answer a couple before I say thanks to our next sponsor, because some of them made me laugh. This one made me laugh really hard. And I relate to it very hard. So Grace said, American craft singles. Those things are disgusting. I can't even touch them without gagging. And then she said, but to be fair, I don't even like cheese. Okay. So the American craft single slices, I think maybe just because I was raised on them and I grew up on them, like that was like the only cheese kind of we had in our house ever growing up. So to me, it's like they're nostalgic. It's like, that is what I think of as like childhood. Like if it's in a sandwich or a burger, like that's the cheese that has to be on it. But the cheese doesn't gross me out. The feeling of that cheese doesn't gross me out. But you know what makes me want to gag and vomit is the wrapping on the Kraft cheese slices. It's like the thinnest, like clear, I don't even know what you call it, like a cellophane type of just, it's like a thin, clear something wrap. And it is, for some reason, it gives me the biggest ick. It makes me so gross out. I hate that stuff. I hate it so much. And I'm realizing, y'all know my really irrational, stupid fear and dislike for stickers. I always say like, oh, apple stickers that go on fruit, like fruit stickers and like little stickers in general. And I'm realizing as time goes on that it's not so much the sticker that bothers me, because there are stickers that I actually don't mind at all. And I actually enjoy puffy stickers, big, thick, like the thick fluffy stickers or puffy stickers, like the fun stickers, googly eye stickers, stuff like that. Like, I love those. I have no issue with those guys. So it's not actually stickers I have a phobia of. I think it's really, really thin, materials, papers, like anything that's super, super, super thin. So like little stickers that are the really, really thin stickers, those gross me out. Like the stickers on a fruit, like on an apple, like on an orange, those types of stickers are so thin that that is so gross to me. And so I think that's actually what my ick is, because like really tiny, thin, I don't know why. That's so weird. What is wrong with me? I'm a freak. That is weird that that grosses me out, but it really does. So anyway, moving on. Next one. JC said the heat needs to relax. I do not want to get sweaty on my walk from my front door to my car. You guys, I have a question for you. Okay. What do you prefer, heat or cold? Because for me, I would way rather times a billion be freezing cold than be hot. I get so agitated, frustrated. I want to rip off my skin if I get too hot. I do not like the heat. It makes me so grumpy, and it makes me so, I hate it. I hate being sweaty. I feel like my makeup wipes off. Oh, by the way, I never even mentioned, if you're watching this episode, I have kind of like a weird makeup hair situation going on here. I went and did a shoot today, and it was hot. And anyway, that has nothing to do with my story, but I went to a shoot today and I got like full glam, and I was like wearing a wig. And so now there's like wig glue in my like gluey, sticky, crusty glueness in my hair. And I'm still wearing half the makeup from earlier today. So I probably look a raggedy little mess, but I didn't even look in the mirror before I started recording this. So I don't know. I probably have like crusty lips, and like I ripped off my eyelashes. I probably look so insane. But sorry. Anyway, I hate being hot is the point. I actually love being cold, and I always want my house like very cold. I always have the air conditioner growing whenever I can. And like, I love to be cold. I love wrapping myself up in blankets and getting cozy. Being hot is like if it's too hot to like have a sheet or a blanket when you're trying to sleep, like I literally will not sleep. I cannot sleep if I'm hot. Is anyone else like that? Like that is like, oh man. But is there anyone out there who prefers to be hot over being cold? I wonder. I bet there's a lot of people, honestly, but yeah. Anyway, okay. We're going to say thanks to our next sponsor, and then I'm going to continue on with your little funny relaxes. And also I have a funny story about Flint. So we'll be right back. Okay, guys, support for today's episode of Relax comes from OneSkin, our next sponsor. And I'm so excited about this. I think it's so appropriate considering what we talked about at the beginning of this episode. And if you guys have ever thought to yourself, like, what if I could reverse the root causes of aging? I know I have, especially today. Then listen closely. Our new sponsor, OneSkin, puts science and research first. Founded by a team of four female PhD level longevity scientists with over 15 years of experience, OneSkin set out to not just decrease the visible signs of skin aging, but to treat the root causes of skin aging. So I'm talking essential face moisturizer. They have eye topical supplement to firm, and a topical body supplement to keep your body moisturized. So skin doesn't just look younger and healthier. It functions like younger and healthier skin. But how, you may ask? This sounds like magic. Well, OneSkin's products are formulated with their OS-01 peptide as the primary active ingredient to support the skin's ability to resist the effects of intrinsic and extrinsic aging factors. You guys, someone way smarter than me figured that out, because I barely even know what that even means. I just know that someone's really smart and figured out the magic of making this product work. Their flagship product, OS-01 face, is clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve key skin health markers, meaning signs of aging are significantly diminished. For a limited time, our listeners can get 15% off OneSkin with our code RELAX at oneskin.co. Now, guys, for me, obviously, we know from the beginning of this episode, I have a little bit of insecurity about my aging, and it's something that even thousands of people on the internet have commented on. And I have tried different like creams and things in the past, but you know, it's always just something that's trying to fix the topical issue and not getting to the root of the problem. And that is why I'm really enjoying this product. I am still new to it, but I'm already noticing some changes in my skin with like evenness and smoothness in, you know, just the lessen, it's lessening the look of my pores. It's just honestly, like I can tell, like just, it feels light going on. I feel like it is going to make a huge difference. And hopefully it affects the comments section on all my videos now that people will stop telling me I'm aging badly now that I have this product in my home and that I get to use it. So I'm really grateful that they are sponsoring the podcast and that I get to work with them and use their wonderful product. So, I do love how lightweight and lovely it feels on my skin. And I'm excited to see more results because I'm already noticing, just so many wonderful things. So obviously, like we mentioned earlier in the podcast, there's nothing wrong with aging. Aging is beautiful. Being young is beautiful. It's all beautiful. But if you are looking for a product that's getting to like the root of the issues when it comes to wrinkles and maybe some spots you don't want and things like that, lessening the look of pores and just kind of all over like skin care, this could be a really great product for you. So OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with the code RELAX at oneskin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with the code RELAX. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin. Okay, let's keep going with these hilarious relaxes you guys brought up. Okay, Jerry said, flights need to relax because I couldn't meet you in Philly last weekend. That is true. I had to postpone my Philadelphia show because of my flight situation. It was devastating. I was really upset about it. But I will say that we are rescheduling that Philly show. Like we are, and it will be announced very, very soon. So hold on to your tickets if you already have tickets, because I'm coming back soon, I promise. All right. The next one is Sam said prices of concert tickets. Yo, this is wild. Okay. I obviously love Taylor Swift. Although there's been some issues going on lately that I'm like, girl, what are you doing? But anyway, I love Taylor Swift's music and I really want to go to her concert, and everyone's going and everyone's raving about it. And I've watched tons of TikToks of it and videos of it. Like it looks so good and I really want to go. And I looked up tickets, right around when the tour started, I looked up tickets to go to, her opening night, and they were expensive. They were like, you know, $600-$700 a ticket. And I was like, that is crazy. Like, I'm not paying that. Like I'm sure that the prices will go down over time. So like, it's just cause it's all the hype right now. Everyone's excited to go. And so like, I'm not going to get this. I'll wait. I'm sure ticket prices will go down, you know? So I waited. And then like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I went to buy tickets at her shows in LA, and you guys, I am not kidding. I could not find a ticket for less than $2,000. What is going on? How are so many people affording these tickets? My mind is blown. I've never seen, maybe I just don't know what tickets are supposed to be priced for concerts or something. Like maybe I just don't know what reality is, but like, I cannot believe she sells out those stadiums every single night. And there's people outside of the stadiums, like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people outside in the streets, outside the stadium, just listening along, like from the streets. And how does she fill those stadiums when the prices are that high? Because like, it's no secret that like I make money and I have money. Like I could buy an expensive ticket to a Taylor Swift concert, but like I cannot justify spending $2,000 on a Taylor Swift ticket, because obviously I wouldn't want to go alone. So I'd want to bring like Eric, obviously. And I'd want to bring like Corey, and I'd probably want to bring like another friend. Like my nanny really wants to go and I really want to bring her, but it's like, that's $8,000. That is $8,000 for four of us to go see Taylor Swift. And these aren't like the front row seats. It's like any seat in the house was that expensive. It was so bananas. How is everyone affording these tickets? My mind is blown. I feel like I've always tried really hard to keep my ticket prices at my show. I'm not Taylor Swift. Obviously I should never have expensive tickets, but my ticket prices for my shows, I get a little bit of say in it, but there are like factors that go into it that I have nothing to do with. And, you know, with all the different people that need to be paid and the theater and the, all these little fun things that are not very exciting to talk about, but I always try to keep my tickets around $30, $40, sometimes $45. And I really try my hardest to make it a very entertaining, fun show. I want everyone to feel like it was worth the money if they had to spend that much money to come see me, like $45, $50, whatever. Because also then like, if you get your tickets on like Ticketmaster, whatever, all these ticket websites, they tack on all these extra fees. So it's like, you're buying a ticket for $35 or $40 or something. And then it's like all of a sudden, why is it $60? But because they have all these like processing fees, whatever. It's so annoying. And then like, anyway, I like never want to raise the prices of my tickets to my shows unless like I literally am being told I have to for whatever reason. But now I'm learning that like ticket prices to shows are obviously, I'm not on the caliber of anyone like Taylor Swift, but like, how are tickets $2,000? Like, isn't that bananas? I feel like that's so bananas. Like, I feel like I want to look it up right now because that was a couple weeks ago. Maybe they've gone down. Hold on. Okay, I'm looking it up for Los Angeles. The cheapest tickets I can find are $1,200 each, and they're obstructed view, limited or obstructed view, side view, limited side view, behind the stage. Like $1,200 for being behind the stage. And that is the cheapest you can find. Whereas the most, the best seats in the house here, I'll go to like the best seats. Oh my God. Oh y'all, this is bananas and a half. Oh my God. Okay. Section C222 row 7. I don't even know what that means, but it's $11,000 each for the best seats in the house. And then the next like highest is 6,600. Oh my God. Are people buying these? This is bananas. Most of them are around $3,000, most of the tickets. And they're not even in like the nicest like areas. Like it's not even like floor seats. They're like kind of up in the high. Okay. So like what, you guys, my mind is going to explode out of my brains. I'm literally looking in the top. Okay. I'm going to look at the nosebleeds. Not that anyone asked me to do this. The nosebleeds, literally the last row in the nosebleed section, like the top of a stadium. So you can't really see Taylor because I know there's no bad seat in the house. Everyone says there's no bad seat. Every seat's amazing. But like the last seat, like the highest you can get to is $1,700. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? This is bananas. Are people buying this? Anyway, okay. Yeah, prices of concert tickets. That's bananas. I could go on and on, but I feel like I must not be in the same company as everyone else because everyone's buying tickets to her shows. So clearly I'm wrong. And this is just, people are just chill to pay that. But it doesn't look like I'm going to Taylor Swift concert anytime soon because I'm not paying those prices. That's crazy. Okay. So speaking of Taylor Swift though, Brianna said, who needs to relax is the security guard at Taylor Swift's concerts. I don't know if you guys know the tea, but I do because I know basically everything that's going on with Taylor Swift these days. Cause I've, you know, recently fallen in love with her since the Midnights album. And, anyway, at a concert, I wish Eric was here because I kind of wanted to like talk to him about this, but, I'll just talk to him about it later. But, basically Taylor Swift in the middle of a song was like yelling at a security guard. I guess I don't really know what happened. I wasn't there. So I've only heard through the grapevine of random people on TikTok, but like, I guess that like girls were, you know, dancing and having fun in the front and they paid obviously a lot of money to be up there. And I guess if they got too close to the barricade, they weren't pushing, they weren't shoving, they weren't going crazy, they weren't doing anything. But if they got too close, there was this security guard who just kept yelling at them and like, and just being really mean to them. So Taylor, in the middle of her concert in front of like 70,000 people or whatever it was, she's like, "Now we got bad blood. Hey, stop it. No, 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 leave them alone. They're not doing anything." Like she's like screaming at the security guard. But I guess then the girls, this is what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but I guess then that security guard got kicked out and the girls got free tickets to the concert the next night or something. I hope that's true about the girls. Like I hope they got to get free tickets because that would be so funsies. Anyway, there are so many wonderful questions, and so many wonderful relaxes from you guys. So thank you. But I do want to, I want to tell you a funny story about Flynn that scared the bejeebies out of Eric the other day. So I always, you know, see cute videos of like when, people tell their kids they're pregnant, kids, I'm not pregnant obviously, but when they tell their kids they're pregnant, then kids get all excited and like, they'll cry and be so excited. Oh, finally I get my little sister I've always wanted. Or I've seen kids be like, I don't want another sibling. You know, it's like, it's always like funny seeing the reaction from a little kid. And when we told Flynn we were pregnant with the twins, he had a very cute reaction. He was like excited. I don't think he understood at all what was going on, but he was very cute and was like excited. And I was thinking about how like now he's at an age where he like consciously can understand like the concept of like siblings and babies, and he knows how babies grow and where they come from and all that. And so like, so, you know, I was like, I'm curious what he thinks about that now. Not that we want any more kids. We definitely do not. We're not having any more kids. We're not planning on it. It's not part of our future. But I was just kind of curious what he, like what he thought. Like, we know we're not having any more kids, but I was like, I wonder if he ever thinks about that, because he loves his brother and sister. And like, I wonder if he understands the concept that like, you know, sometimes mommies get pregnant and have more babies. Like, I know he understands the concept because we've talked about it and he's seen it, seen other moms and pregnant people and whatever. And he still remembers when I was pregnant and talks about it all the time. So he was taking a bath and Eric was in the room, and I didn't prep Eric. So this was completely my fault. I totally scared him, because I came in and I go, hey, Flynn, you know how I was pregnant with the twins, and I was, you know, and they came out of my tummy, and then you got a little brother and a little sister. He's like, yes. And I was like, do you ever think about if you ever want another brother or sister? And Eric looked like he had seen a ghost. He was like, what? And I immediately realized, oh my God, Eric thinks I'm saying I'm pregnant right now. So this all happened in a matter of like 10 seconds, not even 4 seconds. Like, I said it, and then I noticed Eric's reaction. I was like, oh my God, no, I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm just asking. He's like, why would you do that? Why would you say that? And I was like, I'm sorry. I just wanted to know what Flynn would say. Like, he was like, oh my God, you scared me. I was like, no. Like, I'm not pregnant. But so I really terrified Eric. Like, I think you genuinely thought I was saying I was pregnant at that moment, but I wasn't. Anyway, Flynn was like, he's like, yeah, I want more babies. And I was like, you do? You want more brothers and sisters? I was like, I'm not having any more. So we're all done. Like, you have your little brother and your little sister. So we're not going to have any more. But I was wondering if you ever thought about that. Like, if it's something that like, you ever thought about, and you like having like a little brothers and sister, if you want more, and how, like, I just was curious, because I see all the time these kids like are like, oh my God, I've always wanted another brother, another sister. Oh my God, you're pregnant. Like, seeing kids like cry and getting so excited when their mommy's pregnant, or seeing kids get upset. And I always think it's funny. I'm like, oh my God, I wonder what his reaction would be. That was literally my only motive there. I just didn't think it through enough to think like, oh my God, it sounds like I'm telling someone I'm pregnant. And it's not something I want either. I don't want to be pregnant. So anyway, his reaction was, he said, yes, he wanted more. And I was like, really? And Eric's like, well, when you get older someday, you can have kids. And I was like, yeah. So when you get older, you get to decide how many kids you want to have. And it's really cool. You're so lucky that you get to have two siblings. You got a brother and a sister. That's so cool. You know? And he was like, yeah, but I want 6 more brothers and sisters. And Eric was like, no way. Absolutely not. I was like, we're not having you more, but I just was curious if you wanted them. Like, if that was something you were interested in, like how you felt about it. Cause you know, we never talked about that before, what you would want. And he was like, I want like 60 more brothers and sisters. And Eric's like, get out of town. Why are we having this conversation? Like, Eric's like freaking out, but it was so cute. I thought he would be like, no, I'm good with Maisie and Wesley. Like, I thought he would say no. I thought he would just be like, would think that was a horrible idea. And I was curious to know what his reaction would be. But his reactions shocked me, because he was like, yes, I want so many more. He's like, I want you to be pregnant. I want to have more brothers and sisters. So then I felt bad that I asked it, because then I was like, oh, now I have to tell him it's never happening. But it was a very funny exchange between me and Eric and Flynn. And I wish Eric was here right now to help me talk about that, because it was very funny. And I am not pregnant. And that's not a plan anytime soon. But anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast today, guys. I hope you muscled through it, even though there was some bickering and joking around earlier and a lot of interrupting. Well, like I said, I'm going to improve on that moving forward. We really appreciate all your love and support. And we're excited to continue on this podcast in a more positive tone. In this day and age, y'all are right. We don't need to hear any more bickering and fighting and negativity. We need positivity. We need kindness and love. We don't need any of that garbage. So moving forward, that's what you're going to get. And love you guys. And I will see you, or you'll hear me, next week. All right. Love you. Goodbye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.